Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 13, The Behavior of a Perfect Person. And we're on text number 46. Srinardu Vacho Dharmam Paramahamsanai Dharmam Paramahamsayavai Mune Shudva Shreshvara Puja Yidva Tathapita Amantriya Prayayograham Srinardu Vacha Dharmam Paramahang Syangvai Mune Shudva Sureshvara Puja Yudva Tataprita Amantya Prayayagraham Srinardu Vacha Dharmam Paramahang Syangvai Mune Shudva Sureshvara Puja Yadva Tataprita Amantya Prayayagraham Srinardu Vacha. Srinarda Muni said, Dharmam, the occupational duty, Paramahamsyam, of the Paramahamsas, the most perfect human beings. Vai, indeed, Mune, from the saintly persons. Shudva, thus hearing. Asura Ishvara, the king of the Asuras, Palad Maharaj. Puja Yidva, by worshipping the saintly person. Tata, thereafter. Prita, being very pleased. Amantya, taking permission. Paryayau, left that place. Graham, for his home. Translation and purport. Vaisnavangri, Srila Prabhupada ki. Narada Muni continued. After Palad Maharaj, the king of the demons, heard these instructions from the saint, he understood the occupational duties of a person, of a perfect person, Paramahamsa. Thus he duly worshipped the saint, took his permission, and then left for his own home. Purport. As quoted in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 8.128, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Kiba vipra kiba nyasa sujikenyo ye krishna tattvaita se guru hoy. A guru or a spiritual master can be anyone who is well conversant with the science of Krishna. Therefore, although Palad Maharaj was a grihastha ruling over the demons, he was a paramahamsa, the best of human beings. And thus, he is our guru. In the list of gurus or authorities, Palad Maharaj's name is therefore mentioned. Swayambhur, Narada, Sambhu, Kumara, Kapila, Manu, Palado, Janako, Bhismo, Balir, Vyasakir, Vayam. The conclusion is that a Paramahansa is an exalted devotee, Bhagavat Priya. Such a Paramahansa may be in any stage of life, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, or sannyas, and be equally liberated and exalted. Om jnana tamarandasya jnananjana salakaya chakshum militam jena tasmai sri gurave namah mukham kutava chalang pangunang hayate gurim yat kripa tadaham bande shigurum dinataranam vancha kalpatubhyascha kripa sindhubhyeva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaisnavebhyo namo namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So I beg the Vaishnavas to please bless me that I can say something which is beneficial for all of us. Prahlad Maharaj was a great devotee, of course, and it's kind of a paradox that he was also the king of the demons, because demons generally they're not devotees, but he was the king of the demons because he was born as the son of Hiranyakasipu, and of course Hiranyakasipu he was dethroned by Lord Nrisingadeva. It was a little surgery, successful surgery done on Hiranyakasipu, and then Prahlad became the king of the demons. And it's interesting here that it's mentioned that he heard the instructions from this great saint, this Avadhut, and he was very pleased. It's mentioned here that he was Prita. He was very pleased. So this is something that we have to continue doing, even though one may be very exalted devotee. He's one of the Mahajans. But he took pleasure in hearing. Srila Prabhupada once said that he said, my book should be known like a lawyer knows his law books. So Prabhupada really wanted us to know these books. And if we know these books, as it's mentioned here, that one can actually become a guru if one knows the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. So we have to hear regularly. So important. Maya Shakta Mana Partha Yunjam Yujam, what is it? Yojam Yujam Marashraya Asamsayam Samagram Yathagyasa Touch Chanu. Actually, this verse is the verse that Prabhupada spoke on more than any other verse. So Krishna says, just hear how by practicing in yoga in full consciousness of me, you'll know me in full, free from doubt. So this hearing is extremely important. This is how we become free of doubts. And Arjuna describes this, these doubts are like demons. And Krishna is very expert at killing demons. So Krishna can also kill these demons of doubt if we hear regularly and attentively. Prabhupada's books are so nice that you can hear them over and over and over. They don't get old. Krishna was blessed by one great personality that whatever he speaks will be ever fresh. Who was that? Sandipani Muni, his spiritual master, blessed him. Whatever you say will be ever fresh. Of course, Krishna doesn't need any blessings, but he accepted. So, whatever Krishna speaks, you know, the Bhagavad Gita is so nice. And Prabhupada says in one purport that the Bhagavad Gita is the most beautiful thing in the world. And it's spoken by the most beautiful person in all creation, Krishna. And when we distribute these Bhagavad Gitas, when we distribute this knowledge, this beautiful knowledge, people become beautiful because they're hearing such beautiful instructions. So we want to hear as much as possible, and we want to help. We want also other people to hear. In the Bhagavatam, it's stated that literature which does not give descriptions of the glories of the Lord are said by sages to be placed in pilgrimage for crows. And devotees of the Lord, they don't take any pleasure there. On the other hand, that literature which does give descriptions of the glories of the Lord are of another creation directed towards bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization. So that's what these books do. They create a revolution. There's one interesting thing I heard recently. One devotee was distributing books at a concert, and he approached four young men, and one of them said, "Oh my God," he told the other boys, you guys got to get these books. These books are amazing. I read one of these books a few days ago, and I was just like astounded. It's completely amazing. I couldn't put it down. And I stayed up all night talking with another friend about the wisdom in these books. Before reading this book, I was an atheist, and I hated people. Now I'm a theist, I believe in God, and I love people. That's the result of reading Prabhupada's book. He's a complete atheist. Yeah. And now he's a theist, and he loves people. So therefore, we not only want to read these books, we want to help others read these books as much as possible. Because now, what are people reading? Yeah. All this crow literature. No benefit. This knowledge gives so much benefit to people. It helps them understand who they are, who God is, what the goal of life is. People don't know what is the goal of life. What do they think the goal of life is? Sense gratification. That's the goal of life. Yeah. But that's for the animals. Human beings are meant to look higher, try to understand who am I? Who is God? What's the goal of life? Yeah. This is a human being. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it states, Savai Pungsung Paro Dharmo Yato Bhaktiyod Hoksije Ahaitu Kyapriya Tiyata Yatma Supasiddhi. The Supreme, here in this verse, it said, Dharman. Right? Dharman, the occupational duty. So in this verse, it says, the supreme occupational duty for all mankind is that by which one can attain loving service to Krishna. And such service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy the self. So this is a high command, you know, unmotivated. Of course, even devotees, we have some motivation. Prabhupada said, we want to get a certificate from Krishna saying this person has done something good for me. So our motivation is to please Krishna. This is our motivation. There has to be some motivation, otherwise we're just dead stones. There has to be some desire. So our motivation is to please Krishna. And if we can please Krishna, then our life is successful. And we're very fortunate because we're getting so much direction from Prabhupada and from Krishna on how to please Him. Just like Krishna says, Yaidang Padamang Guyang, Madbhakte Subhashasti. That anybody who is teaching or distributing this knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita is very dear to me. And there'll never be anyone more dear to me than that person. So Krishna has given a very, very clear understanding of what pleases Him. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he emphasized so much this preaching. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also emphasized this so much, this distribution of transcendental literature. Because it gives pleasure to Krishna. So, our motivation is to please Krishna. And he takes it higher also, uninterrupted, not just unmotivated, but uninterrupted, very high command. Saratam kirtiyantamam yathantasya dhrivata. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me. These great souls, they worship me with devotion. So, it's not an easy thing, especially in Kali Yuga, to always be thinking of Krishna. But we're getting this special handicap, Kali Yuga, this chanting of the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In other ages it was very difficult, much more difficult. You know, chanting Hare Krishna 16 rounds a day also isn't that easy. But other ages is much more difficult. Meditation for thousands of years, very elaborate deity worship. You know, so much, very austere. So now we can just chant this holy name of Krishna and get purified. So much so, as according to this verse, kiba vipra kiba nyasi sutukinnoi ye Krishna tattaveta se guru hoi, then one can become a guru. If one chants the holy name very sincerely and reads Prabhupada's books very sincerely, one can become a guru. It doesn't matter what the past is. Narottam Das Thakur, he says, Suchi hoi, muchi hoi, yadi Krishna tyaje, muchi hoi, suchi hoi, yadi Krishna bhaje. That one may be born into a very nice pakka brahmana family, but if he's not a devotee of Krishna, then he's not pleasing to Krishna. One may be born, on the other hand, in a very degraded family, even a family of dog eaters, or even worse, cow eaters. Many of us were born in families where they were eating the cow, which is worse than a dog. But if one takes seriously Krishna consciousness, then he becomes Suchi. Born Muchi becomes Suchi. One may be born Suchi, becomes Muchi. Yeah? Even it's said that in Kali Yuga, demons take birth in Brahmin families. So, we're meant to become Suchi. And fortunately, we're in this process of becoming clean. It's not easy. It's not easy to get a clean mind, to get a clean heart. We can clean our room. We can clean the temple area. We can clean the area around our ashram, or you can clean your car. But to clean the mind, to clean the heart, very difficult. Very difficult. There we need the special mercy of Krishna. Can't do it on our own. We need this special mercy of Krishna. And He gives it. He gives it. He wants us to be clean, because we're the sons. Just like this finger here. It's part of my body. And if it's injured, it's a problem. It causes pain. I have one friend of mine, he slammed his finger in a car door and took off the whole tip of his finger. Just smashed it, just like if you take a hammer and just totally just demolished it. You can imagine how painful it was. Very painful. Why? Because it's part of the body. So we're part of Krishna. So when we go off and engage in abominable activities, sinful activities, become degraded, it gives pain to Krishna. Because we're part of Krishna. So the more we become pure devotees of Krishna, the more Krishna is relieved of this pain. And the more we go out and help others also learn about Krishna, develop their Krishna consciousness, the more they're also getting free of this pain, getting purified. And this gives Krishna pleasure. this gives Krishna pleasure. In Boston, during the Prabhupada marathon, their offering at the end of the marathon is they would take all the empty boxes of books and they would put them in the temple room as an offering to Krishna. That all those books, thousands of books, were distributed. Yeah? Gives great pleasure to Krishna. See all the empty boxes. Because all the books, thousands of books, were distributed. So this gives pleasure to Krishna. Yeah. So many things. There's a verse in the Bhagavad Gita where Krishna says in the purport is the essence of the entire Bhagavad Gita. But karma krin mat paraman mad bhakta sangavarjita nirvairas harabhutesu yasma iti pandava. That one who works for me, there's so many people working throughout the world. They're working hard for their sense gratification. We're also working. We're working to spread the glories of Krishna. And Krishna, he is known as Kartam Isha. Kartam Isha means the boss. Just like in this temple here, you have a boss. Panchagoda Prabhu, he's the boss here. But he's got a boss. He's got the GBC. And the GBC, they have a boss. So ultimately, Krishna, he's Kartam Isha. He's the supreme boss. And he's a good boss. A very good boss. Just like someone may be on book distribution and he's trying very sincerely to distribute books and not one person takes a book and gives a donation. Now Krishna, being the supreme boss, he's still pleased. He's still pleased with that devotee because he tried. His intention was to give Krishna to others. And I've met devotees that were out all day long trying hard to distribute books, and they didn't distribute one book, but they endeavored, and Krishna was pleased with that. Now, what boss in this world would be pleased with an employee if he worked all day long and no result? He would be fired. You're fired. No result, you're fired. But Krishna, he sees the intention, so he's very pleased. He just sees the good. He sees the good, and he's pleased by our intention. Not so much by the results. Another devotee may be doing huge on book distribution, do 100 Bhagavad Gitas, but he may be doing it for his self-aggrandizement, to get some fame, to get some recognition. So Krishna is going to be more pleased with a devotee that sincerely tried to give Krishna to others for the pleasure of Krishna. He's going to be more pleased with him than the person who distributed so many Bhagavad Gitas, but he was just doing it for his own name, fame, adoration. And I've seen so many devotees. They were big Sankirtan devotees, huge Sankirtan devotees. But then after some years, what happened to them? Because they weren't actually doing it for the pleasure of Krishna. And I know other devotees that have been distributing books for over 40 years and they're doing very little book distribution. But they sincerely want to please Krishna. So Krishna's pleased. And they're continuing on year after year after year after year distributing books, pleasing Krishna. So this is the best work that we can do, actually. Prabhupada said, if you want to please me, distribute books. And here in Vrindavan, so much book distribution is going on right here at the temple. It's amazing. It's so nice. I don't know of any other temple in the world where so many books are being distributed right here at the temple. It's amazing. And then you also have a Sankirtan van that goes out. I think it left today. Yeah. So they're going out also. So this is very auspicious. I'm sure Sri Sri Krishna, Balaram, and Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Radha Syamaswami are very pleased by this, because it's mentioned that in the Srimad Bhagavatam that tapyante lokatapena, that it's very common for devotees of the Lord to go out and help relieve the suffering of the people in general. This is very common amongst devotees. And this is considered to be the highest method of worshipping Krishna. This is a higher method of worshipping the deities than the pujari, offering so many things to the deities. This is the highest. Because they're going out and they're inviting people to Krishna. Just like I got a Bhagavad Gita from a library. And upon reading the Bhagavad Gita, I was convinced Krishna's God stopped all my sinful activity. And 2 days after that, I met the devotees. They told me where the temple was in Miami. I went to the temple. So from reading the Bhagavad Gita, I learned about the temple. And then I learned about deity worship. And Panchagoda and myself, we used to do a lot of deity worship. We were doing book distribution, but at the same time we were doing a lot of puja. We would bathe the deities and do so many pujas. So we were distributing books and we were doing deity worship. But initially, I got the book. And I heard about the temple. Then I observed the deity worship and understood how important it is to please the deity. So many other devotees, thousands of devotees, they heard about deity worship. They heard about devotional service from getting a book. So Krishna goes on to say, Makarma Krin Mat Parama. Whoever understands me to be the supreme is very dear to me. Just like there's so many devotees here in India that were Hindus before joining, but very few of them understood that Krishna is the supreme. Just like here in this room, there's many devotees that grew up Hindu. How many of you understood that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead before coming to Prabhupada's books? How many of you? Yeah, just like everywhere I go, not one. How many of you now understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Yeah. So before, the understanding wasn't there, because everything is very vague, very confusing. Even people who translate the Bhagavad Gita, very confusing. Very confusing. Even Gandhi, he's the father of India. He said he doubted whether there was ever any Krishna. And the five Pandavas, those are the five senses. Kurukshetra, that's the body. He just thought it was all an analogy. No understanding. What to speak of everyone else? So it needed a pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada, to show us the way to Krishna. So we're on this path, this bhakti path, back to Krishna by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. He's like he's very merciful. Prabhupada is very merciful. We can't even imagine how kind and merciful Srila Prabhupada is. So we should pray for that mercy that Srila Prabhupada had, so that we can also get this mercy and give it to others. This is a giving society. Brahmapranam Brahmavir Brahmagna Brahmanahutam Brahmayavatina Gantavya Brahmakarma Samadhina. The one who is engaged in Krishna consciousness is sure to attain the spiritual kingdom, because of his full contribution to spiritual activities, in which that is which is given is absolute, and that which is received is of the same transcendental nature. So whatever we give out, it's all in relation to Krishna. We give out books in relation to Krishna. We don't give out any other books, only books that are in relation to Krishna. We give out prasadam. We give out the holy name. Ram Roy Prabhu, here, he's in New York City, and he started this Harinam party in New York City. Every day since he went there 6 years ago, every day, 365 days of the year, thousands and thousands of New Yorkers are hearing the holy name of Krishna. And they're getting purified every day. Many of them are commuters and they hear it every day. And sometimes they're curious. What's this all about anyway? Yeah. And then we have the books. This New York party, this New York Harinam party, they're the number 4 in America in book distribution. Because wherever there's Harinam, book distribution will come also. So there's a lot of book distributors that are doing Harinam there as well. And Prabhupada said they should both go on like in a railroad. You know, you have the two tracks. Harinam, book distribution. They should always continue. You know? It's very auspicious, very beneficial for the people. So Makarmakrin Mat Paraman, Mat Bhakta, who becomes my devotee. Previously we were devotees of so much nonsense. Devotees of rock stars and movie stars and all this nonsense. Now we become devotee of Krishna. Devotee of pure devotee. So what does it mean to be a devotee? It means to be devoted. It means to be disciplined. So that's what this movement is all about. Is we want to become devoted to Krishna. Very devoted to Krishna. Tivra bhakti. Tivra bhakti means intense devotion. So we want to develop this tivra bhakti, intense devotion for Krishna. And the more we have this intense devotion for Krishna, the more we're going to become free of Maya. Maya won't be there as long as that intense desire to serve Krishna is there. But it's difficult to become free of this illusory energy. Because why? It's very attractive. Maya is very attractive. Prabhupada was on a morning walk with some devotees in California, on the beach there. Pacific Ocean is there. And one devotee said to Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, isn't the ocean beautiful?" And Prabhupada said, "Yes, it's very beautiful, but from a distance. You get too close, and it can be the cause of your death. Thousands of people have died in the ocean. Just like the Titanic, 1,500 people died. First time it ever went out. There was even a statement in the newspaper. Even God can't sink this ship." And it sunk the first time out. So many thousands of people died in the ocean. It's very beautiful, but from a distance. Just like Maya. Maya is very attractive from a distance. But you get too close, and it becomes the cause of your death. So Prabhupada said, "My disciples, they have two diseases. One, not enough afraid of Maya." So we should have a firm fear of Maya. And the other, we like to change things. We like to change things. All the time we're changing things. And he had to correct devotees all the time. They're changing. One devotee even went to the extent of telling Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, you know, this movement is so nice. It's such a wonderful philosophy, such nice devotees, nice lifestyle. But if we could have, instead of 4 regular principles, 3 regular principles, this movement would grow so much." And he was implying that we have only no gambling, no intoxication, and no meat eating. Bas. Stop there. Because the other one, everybody's attracted to it. And it, you know, kind of, people like keep their distance because of that one. And Prabhupada said no. But this devotee kept on enticing Prabhupada to make it three regular principles instead of four. And Prabhupada said, if that's what you want, then go ahead, start your own society. But in this society, we want purity. We want purity. And if even one person becomes a pure devotee from following this process, then it's a success. Just one person. Then it's a success. He said, I don't want many flickering stars, just one moon. One moon will do good. So, of course, this is the mood of his spiritual master. Purity is the force. And this is what pleases Krishna. Purity. So, mad karma krin mad paraman mad bhakta sangavardita. And he was free of the desire to enjoy the fruits of one's activities and mental speculation. Now, this is a big thing, you know. We want to enjoy the fruits of our activities. You know, of course, the nature of the soul is pleasure, eternality, knowledge. This is our nature. So we want to enjoy, but we should not try to enjoy separate from Krishna. If we do, then we become thieves. If we're trying to enjoy Krishna's property, then we're a thief. Thieves get punished. So we can enjoy it. No problem. There's nice prasadam. Yesterday I took prasadam at the ashram there. Nice prasadam. Very nice. And devotee association also is very nice. You can enjoy the association of devotees. Kirtan, so nice. Kirtan is so nice. Observing the deities, so beautiful. Yeah. We can enjoy these things. Because they're all in relation to Krishna. And this is real enjoyment. This is real enjoyment. Devotional service. Just like Lord Chaitanya, when he was speaking to Rupa Goswami, he told him that this ocean is so deep. This ocean, this nectarian ocean of devotional service is so deep, you can't find the bottom. And it's so long, it's so vast, there's no limit. It's an unlimited nectarine ocean of devotional service. But what I'm going to tell you, he was at Prayag, Lord Chaitanya was preaching to Rupa Goswami 10 days. What I'm going to tell you is one drop. I'm going to give you one drop. The whole Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is one drop of the ocean of nectar devotion. He said, I'm going to tell you this just so that you can get a taste. Just so that you can get a taste of how nectarian this ocean of devotional service is. We can't imagine. Just like Rupa Goswami, he says, when I chant the holy names of Krishna, I desire to have many millions of ears to hear the holy name. And I desire to have many millions of tongues to chant the holy name of Krishna. And when the holy name of Krishna enters into the courtyard of my heart, it stops the activities of my mind and I experience unlimited happiness. So this is where we're going to end up. In this unlimited ocean of devotional service, if we just continue. But to continue this, we have to be very patient also. Because we're not getting that now. At least myself, I guess I should speak for myself. We're not experiencing that ocean of devotional service yet. Something is there, otherwise we wouldn't continue, right? But we have to be very patient. We have to be very patient. Utsaha nishchyadharyat tat tat karma pavartana sangha tyaga satovate sadbir bhaktir prasidyati. They have to be very enthusiastic. And Prabhupada one time he said, even if you're not enthusiastic, just act enthusiastic, and you'll become enthusiastic. Yeah. It's like he was saying that even if you don't want to dance, just dance. Then once you start dancing, then you'll be happy dancing. In one lecture, he said, if you dance for Krishna, you become light. And your material existence is lifted. And you develop your love for Krishna. When I heard that, I thought, wow, that's a powerful statement by Prabhupada. So now I'm a dancer. I'm going to be dancing now. But I dance too much. I ruined my foot. You know? When you get old, you can't dance as much. You know, so. But that's a powerful statement by Prabhupada. Dancing for Krishna. And there was one philosopher, Nietzsche. He said, when I hear that God dances, then I'll believe there's a God. But he never got to hear about Krishna dancing. Krishna Natabara. Vrindavana Natabara. Just like here in Vrindavan. Krishna would dance. There was one time Krishna, he woke up early and he started playing his flute, calling his friends. But before his friends came, the peacocks came and they were dancing. How many of you have seen peacocks dancing? Yeah. They're good dancers, you know? They're very good dancers. So they were dancing, 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 dancing. Krishna's playing the flute. And then the cowherd boys come, and it becomes a concert. And all the residents of Vrindavan, they come, and they're listening to Krishna play the flute, and they're watching the peacocks dancing. But then Krishna, he decides to dance also. So he goes, and he starts dancing. He's playing the flute still, and he's dancing. And the flute, you know, the flute is a personality. So the flute kind of slipped out of Krishna's hands, and it's hovering, and it's still playing. It's still playing, and it's hovering. Now Krishna has two free hands, so now he's really dancing. And everybody's just mesmerized upon seeing the dancing of Krishna and the flute playing. So Krishna was dancing and dancing and dancing, and everybody was just in ecstasy seeing Krishna dance. So then after he stopped dancing, the leader of the peacocks came and put a peacock feather in Krishna's head and said, Krishna, you should always have this peacock in your head because you're the king of dancers. So this is why Krishna always has a peacock in his head. So you should dance for Krishna. Makarmakrin Madparama Madbhakta Sangavarja Nirvaira Sarabhutesu. And then Krishna goes on to say, and who is a friend to all living entities, such a person he comes to me. So one who works for me, who understands me to be the supreme, Makarmakrin Madparama Madbhakta, who is my devotee, who is free of the tendency to enjoy the fruits of his activities, and free of mental speculation. And he was a friend to all living entities. Such a person comes to me. So Prabhupada says in the purport, this verse is the essence of the Bhagavad Gita. It explains how we can go to Krishna. So thank you very much. Any questions or comments or corrections? Yes, Ram Roy Prabhu.
Sentence in the last
Speak louder. No, it's working, but you just have to speak louder. Maybe someone can raise the volume. Yeah, they can't hear a thing. Back there, they can't hear a word you're saying. Okay. You can hear now? Go ahead.
Say, make your desire one with the spiritual master that will raise you to the uttam bhakti, the highest position. So that is within our hand, yet at the same time, we have to be patient for the endowment and the blessing to come. So could you explain from your experience and realization how that happens in installments and various time frequencies, but always keeping your side of the bargain as strong as possible.
So, our goal is a big goal. We're trying to achieve pure devotional service, which is one of the qualifications or characteristics of pure devotional service. It's rarely achieved. It's rarely achieved. So it's not easy. So we have to be patient. And we may achieve it. We may achieve it if we're sincerely endeavoring. And Prabhupada said, if one is sincerely endeavoring to please Krishna throughout one's life, then even though there may be some impurity, then Lord Chaitanya will purify one. Actually, specifically, he said this about those who dedicate themselves to book distribution. Specifically. So, yeah, we're endeavoring for a very big goal. Not easy to achieve, but possible. I'll tell you an interesting thing that happened in Miami. There was one devotee and his wife, very nice devotees in Miami. He was a doctor, Dr. Choksi. Very nice family. They would help so much. They still do, or he still does. She got cancer. So brahmacharis were going to their house, and we were doing bhajan maybe three times a week or so, and tried to encourage her. We were doing that for many weeks, and then one night it looked like she wasn't going to last the night, but we had a lot of service to do the next day, so we had to leave at a certain time. So we went back to the temple. Some hours after we had left, she says to her husband, "Krishna is calling me. He's very beautiful. Do you see him?" She says to her husband, "Do you see him?" "Do I see who?" "Krishna. He's standing in front of me. He's very beautiful. And he's calling me." Of course, she's speaking in a very weak voice. She's on her deathbed. She said, but you're my husband. I have to ask you, should I go?" Such a chaste lady. Eh? And he said, "Yes, go, go, go." So he closed her eyes, and a short time later, she left her body. So it's happening. So many devotees are leaving their body here in Vrindavan. You leave your body here in Vrindavan, you go back home. So many, hundreds of devotees have left their body here. Mayapur also. So it's happening. devotees are going home, back to Godhead, after this life. And Krishna says, Vitaraga Boya Krodha Mammaya Mamaparshata Bhavo Jnana Tapasa Putamad Bhava Magata. Being freed from attachment, fear, and anger, being fully absorbed in me. Many, many, many persons in the past have become purified by knowledge of me, and they've come to me. So Krishna is encouraging us in this verse. Many, many persons in the past have become purified by knowledge of me, and they've come to me. So we also can go back to Krishna. It's not impossible. We can do it. We just have to be very determined, very enthusiastic, and patient. Okay? Thank you very much. Oh, one question. One short question. Hare Krishna.
No. So we hear every time these things, but this means when it will come to us that we can see good in others. When it will come to us that we can also see good in others.
Oh, so Krishna sees the good in everyone. When will it come to us that we can also see the good in others? The more Krishna conscious we become, the more we will also be able to see the good in others. Prabhupada gives the example of the fly and the bee. You know, there may be a big pile of garbage and one flower coming out. The bee goes over all the garbage and goes to the honey in the flower. On the other hand, there may be a beautiful garden, fragrant flowers, and there's some stool in the garden. And the fly will pass up all the fragrant flowers and go to the stool. So we should be bees, not flies. Okay? And the more we practice Krishna consciousness seriously, the more we'll see the good in others. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.